Mark, this week's weather finally made it feel like a winter, at least Phoenix style.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, this is summertime in Connecticut. But yes, the valley was drenched by rain, even hail in some areas.
Yeah, now I was wearing a sweater yesterday. I'm wearing a sweater today. So as you can tell, I'm kind of trying to adjust to the chill.
Just feeling the season, man.
Also helping us adjust to that is the meteorologist for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, Matt Pace. Matt, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you predicted earlier on the show we had you in the past that we might have a dryish monsoon, which would be followed by a wet fall. Well, looks like you're prescient there. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. It was wet out there, or it was dry out there for this monsoon. I mean, we had the fourth driest on record, and then it was very dry heading in towards October. But now November, we finally had some rain out here, and we actually had more rain at Phoenix Sky Harbor in the past 3 days than we saw all monsoon. So certainly a wet storm to get us started.
That is crazy. Yeah. That seems fairly atypical, right?
It is a little fairly atypical. I mean, that was a very dry pattern. Now, the other thing you got to remember, too, is Sky Harbor is where the official weather observations are taken. So if you look at the whole valley during the monsoon, we did a little better in some areas, but certainly Sky Harbor itself was very, very dry. But just looking at this storm, to give you kind of a comparison of Sky Harbor and the rest of the valley, some locations saw 2 to 3 inches of rain. And when you look at the Maricopa County flood control rain gauges around the entire valley and average them, we actually had 1.44 inches across the entire valley when you average it out. So a really good storm here in November.
Matt, there's been a little discussion that maybe next week around Thanksgiving could have some more rain. Is that sort of a natural rain, or could that be like a tropical storm from Mexico as we sort of experience this week?
Not necessarily a tropical system, but we are looking at a similar pattern where we've got a low pressure system off the coast of Baja that's going to pull up some moisture into the state, and then another storm system is going to sweep in, and it's going to be cold just like this one right around that Thanksgiving time frame. So we're looking at another chance of rain just in time for the holidays.
What's up with the hail?
That is the big question. So it's an interesting thing. And when you see some of the pictures, it's incredible. It looks like snow out there. But what we had is some moisture out there. And then you had the heating during the day. The clouds broke a little bit. That gives enough energy in the atmosphere to create some thunderstorms. And it's still very cold up in the upper level portions of the atmosphere. Is able to create that hail, and then it just falls out. Certainly some impressive scenes, especially in the south part of the valley.
Let's talk about the importance and the impact of this, Matt, because we obsess about it here in the desert. Oh, we finally got some rain. It takes down wildfire danger, which is always helpful as well. But northern Arizona, that's where we really need to discuss the winter storm and the impact that has downhill.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we have to look at. A lot of times we focus just here in Phoenix, but it is that northern Arizona that's so very important, especially the first thing you want to look at is our water supply, of course. You're looking at the lake levels, and we're actually doing pretty well so far. Coming into this year, we're currently 66% full. Last year at the same time, it was 47% full. And monsoon rain doesn't really impact the reservoirs a lot. It's really that snowpack that you get up in the high country. So it's nice to see this, you know, pretty average system move through this time of year for that particular area so we can start building up that snowpack. But certainly the wildfire threat as well. I mean, we were seeing some small wildfires up north that, you know, abandoned campfires, people were just accidentally starting. And now with this rain, the snow, it is going to limit those chances quite a bit. So very good news for the high country.
Do these weather systems and what we saw this week and what we might see next week, does that tell us anything about what kind of winter we can expect?
Unfortunately, it doesn't necessarily correlate well. What happens in November is going to happen in December heading in towards January. And a lot of people do look at kind of the El Nino, La Nina neutral conditions, where last year we were actually in an El Nino pattern and we didn't really see that much rainfall. This year, we're actually in a neutral pattern. So that means there's kind of a 50-50 chance of what's going to happen. But there's actually some good news with that. So I ran some stats. Who doesn't like numbers, right? During El Nino years, typically Sky Harbor in November, December, January, February sees about 3.42 inches of rain. In neutral years, we see about 3 inches of rain. So it's pretty comparable. Where El Nino or neutral condition, or sorry, La Nina conditions, we see about 2.1 inches of rain. So certainly does look like we're still looking at that 3-inch range for rainfall in the winter.
Let's ask about your day job with ADEQ. So we think about air quality, and it's obvious after we have days of storms like this how much different our air quality is. How much can we look forward to, again, looking way too far ahead, but around Christmas time, people want to run their fireplaces, but any chance of getting some precipitation to clean out the air that time of year?
Certainly, again, coming in on Thanksgiving, we actually exceeded for PM 2.5 in the valley last year. With the rain moving in, we are expecting that to drop. And, I mean, you mentioned it. You get some rain, some wind in here, and it clears the valley out really nicely. But the trick is, during the holiday season, especially Christmas and New Year's Day, we have such an influx of wood burning. We have the fireworks that go off that it kind of overwhelms a lot of those systems as well. And we can exceed PM 2.5 on the midnight hour instantaneously, and the whole rest of the day is already the averages over the standard. So even if a storm system comes in, you've already added so much smoke into the air that you've exceeded the standard for that day. So certainly try to limit your use of fireworks. You know, on high pollution advisory days, please don't burn any wood. Just do your part to give everyone some clean air.
All right. That is Matt Pace, meteorologist with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to be here.